My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Chime. Like Don Henley sang, I feel it in the air. Summer's almost out of reach. We're getting down when it comes to rounds. How many rounds do you think you have left?
I got a few. We can play into October, I think. We'll be all right.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're an IT professional and you like golf, Echo Store Technologies wants to invite you to participate in their annual Echo Store Invitational at Foxwoods. You will join us. We will be there. We'll do a show there that morning. You'll attend the pre-party dinner the night before. You and your foursome get to stay at Foxwoods on Echo Store and play around at a beautiful course that is Lake of Isles, which is right there at Foxwoods. All of it on Echo Store. So IT professionals, win your way in to the Echo Store Invitational. Just go to echostore.com/golf. That's echostore.com/golf. Echo Store Technologies, vision, strategy, success.
Signature Farms boneless chicken is now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Today through Thursday, pick up value pack all-natural boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon Limit 2. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine. MDA empowers people like me to live the best lives we can. Learn more at MDA.org today.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station. Now, back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
The Red Sox front office report this week is brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarketBoston.com. Also brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And Sam Kennedy joins us this morning. Hey, Sam.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. We're discussing the big announcement by Gerard Mayo about the starting quarterback. Let me ask you this. You're a Patriots fan, and you from time to time have decisions like these with the collaboratively to make with Alex Cora and Craig Breslow. Do you prefer, in general, grizzled journeyman veteran or high draft pick rookie, Sam Kennedy?
I'm with Nink. I mean, you guys, like, let's let the season start before we start, like, declaring that the season's over. And I love, what did he say? What's up with you media types?
I know. That's all we do is we're always so negative.
Listen, the last thing the Patriots need is some dope from the Red Sox commenting about what's happening at their place. We got enough of our own problems.
Well, listen, couple wins here, and things turn around a little bit. And I'm wondering, when you look at Alex Cora giving these guys the opportunity to show up a little bit later, show up at four, is that a factor, you think, when it comes to this team at this point in the season?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, look, it was a really frustrating week. August has been a grind. We've struggled. No sugarcoating that. And AC is always looking for ways to get guys into a better place physically and mentally. And so, yeah, I think it was a great move, and we'll see what he comes up with next. But good to stabilize things the last couple days. And we've got a 30-game sprint now. I mean, it's going to be hard. We've dug ourselves quite a hole, but we're still not out of this thing, and we got to keep pressing forward.
Sam, bringing up Rich Hill at the age of 44 from Worcester, what went into that decision, and what does he bring at that age to this team?
Well, I mean, I think this is the eighth time we've signed Rich Hill, so just a remarkable for a local guy. He and Brez, their kids go to school together, so I think that's how it happened. He's been an amazing member of many major league organizations and a part of the Red Sox for I've been around 23 years. So just about as long as I've been around, we seem to see ourselves passing in the hallways with Rich Hill every few years. Glad he's back, stabilizing veteran force, and we're going to see if he's got something left in the tank.
Sam, you talked about how your team has dug a hole. How does Alex and front office make sure that the team doesn't allow the frustration or disappointment as it is a deeper hole, not to kind of give in to those negative feelings, which if you lose a couple games, you might have some guys that tend to check out?
Yeah, it's a great question, Wiggy, because you know a lot better than anybody. Sports are such a game of momentum. And, you know, you saw what Alex and the coaching staff did the last couple of days to sort of shock the system with a late reporting time and getting everybody to relax. Listen, I will say the contagious and momentum nature of our sport can be helpful when you put together two wins like we have the last 2 days. Hopefully we can build on it. But you've got a resilient group of young guys. I mean, all year long, players that have just stepped up and really said, listen, we don't care. There was not a lot of expectations from the outside. We had high expectations from the inside of that clubhouse and across the organization. So just blocking it out, I heard Tristan Casas addressing the 5-game losing streak, and he was great about it. He said, listen, it doesn't bother us. You know, we're ready to go. So there's belief, resiliency, and a lot of talent in that clubhouse. So it's hard, but you just have to stay positive. It is such a grind. I feel like August has been a bugaboo for us since 2021, where we've had a bit of a dive, and we had a great month of April and June, solid July, and it's just been frustrating to fall off here in August, but hopefully we stopped the bleeding the other night. We can get back on track.
Speaking of Casas, is there ever a time when you see him out in the outfield, shirt off, face mask on, ski goggles, whatever, and you say, what are you doing?
I love this guy. I mean, he is as authentic as they come. He is a great player. Guy can mash, and he's just awesome. He's a character, great personality. The game needs more Tristan Casases. They really do. And I remember a funny story about him. I met his dad when we picked him in the first round many years ago, and I was watching him hitting the cage, and you know, I made a stupid comment like, "Wow, you know, you can't teach that or something." He said, "What do you mean you can't teach that? We paid for lessons for this kid, you know, all through his childhood." He's worked at it. Tristan has worked at it. He is disciplined. He's obviously very unique, but just a great presence in the clubhouse, and really, really glad he's back. He had a brutal injury. That's a horrible baseball injury, and so glad to have him back.
What's going on with him? Are there talks ongoing? Have you guys put that off until the offseason? What's the update on that?
Yeah, no talks ongoing right now, but we have had talks in the past, and those will continue. Certainly, you know, a lot of these younger players who have emerged as mainstays with the club, you want to try and keep around for a long time. And so hopefully that'll be the case with Tristan and others.
All right, Sam. Well, thanks for taking the time. We'll talk to you again soon, and keep it going over there.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Talk soon.
You guys have a way of pulling us back in every time we might be out, Sam. You know that.
He hung up on you.
Oh, yeah. Did he hang up?
He heard
that was
it.
Like Mayo. He was done.
He was out.
I mean, he was out.
One of Mayo's quickest press conferences ever.
Yep.
The one-minute press conference?
Yeah, that was a Belichick press conference.
No, what you said to me off-air is so spot on. Mm-hmm. Wiggy said to me, and I know Ninko didn't like that we were speculating, but for Wiggy, he said, we all know Jerod Mayo and the way that he interacts with media, and if he believed in this pick, he would take questions, he would stand behind it, he would be saying it with his whole chest. To cut it off after less than 2 minutes?
You know him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know him like that, but just when we interview him, like he'll always say, are you still confused? Is there still an issue? So if he believed in this and this was truly his decision, you could easily see him sitting up there for 5 minutes, 6, 7, 8 minutes explaining why he made this decision, you know, and the reasonings behind that.
This is Joe in the car. Hey, Joe.
Greg, morning.
Hey. What's up, Joe?
Well, what was that from Mayo? What kind of, you know, 1 minute doesn't give us a solid explanation for starting your talk. I mean, he's the future of the team.
We're kind of losing him.
Yeah.
Your question is a good question, though. What was that?
It's not him.
It's a minute.
It's not his choice. I mean, when is everybody out there that keeps saying, what's going on with Mayo? What's going on with Mayo? Are you going to realize? And that's what I try to tell Ninko, connect the dots. The dots are Elliot Wolf and Alex Van Pelt, in my opinion, made the decision that Jacoby Brissett is the best choice right now.
Simply because he knows the West Coast offense. That's it.
Because he knows the playbook and he won't maybe make bad decisions.
Drake May hasn't made a bad decision, I don't think, in preseason, has he, Sean?
No bad decisions. Has he made a couple bad throws? Yeah, but that was mechanic-based.
Not mental mistakes.
Nope, none.
No, but they in real games.
Jacoby Brissett did.
Yeah, an awful one.
Yeah. But in real...
It was a pick six, by the way. It was a ball thrown to the end zone to the other team. Yeah. Yes, correct.
But I believe in their mind during the regular season, Jacoby gives them the best where he won't make as bad of decisions. And then the other thing Nick said that I wanted to say to him, he said he wants a guy that can go out there and play backyard football, has the athletic ability.
You mean Ninkovich said that.
Jacoby Brissett doesn't have that.
No, Jacoby Brissett looks like he's running in quicksand.
I would wager. So assuming Jacoby Brissett starts at least the first 4 weeks of the season, over under, the Patriots score a total of 24 points over 4 weeks.
Under.
I would go under.
Yeah.
Under.
You would?
Yeah.
Yes. Under. There's no way they average more than 6 points a game with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback.
Nope.
No shot.
Not one. When it's 3rd and 12 and the pocket breaks down, he's not scrambling to pick up a first down.
Also, how pissed must, like, and I love Mike Reese, so this isn't a slight to him, but how pissed would you be if you're Mike Reese and you're there every single day covering the Patriots, and then they decide to leak it to, like, Ian Rappaport?
I don't know if they... Do you think they leaked
it? Yeah.
So it was Elliot Wolf that leaked it.
100%.
Of course.
There's not a doubt in my mind.
Wasn't a player.
No. What would the players get out of that?
Right. Yeah. You know how you said left on the mountain?
Yeah.
With Mayo? I believe the decision to for the starting quarterback, I believe when Mayo found out, he was shocked. I'm dead ass. Like, I think when he found out, like, what?
Well, I think you can surmise or speculate that the reason he came on this show Monday and was willing to tell you that, in his opinion, Drake May had outplayed Jacoby Brissett was because he was losing a battle internally.
Yep. That's a good point.
And so he wanted to be on the record.
Right.
He's not dumb,
no,
Rod Mayo.
Of course he's not.
So he wanted to be on the record as saying that Drake May had outplayed the guy that he knew they were going to force him to start, I would guess. We will get to talk to Jerod Mayo about all of this on Tuesday when we get back from Labor Day. And we'll get to talk to you about it next. We got to quickly get what is trending from Courtney right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Oh, gosh. My papers are all over the place here.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sorry.
Did any fall into the bathtub?
Nope, everything's good. Okay. Northeastern Savings Bank has this next What's Trending. The Red Sox get another win, shutting out the Blue Jays 3-0. Tyler O'Neill had a two-run homer, while Brian Baio went 8 innings, striking out 9. Last one with the Blue Jays at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Caitlin Clark has broken another rookie record, this time the rookie three-point record in the Fever 84-80 win over the Sun. She hit her 86th three to break said record. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner, upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF.
Me and Nico got our own show going on text message.
Oh, you are? What's he saying to you?
Just how Brissett is a better, you know, is a better option because you need better tackles. And I'm like, wait a second, you know, we got our own little show. No, I say you play Drake May. It's baptism by fire.
I mean, when they get back at Gillette, you don't think that Jacoby Brissett is going to start to hear the May chants almost immediately?
Yeah. Oh, of course. As soon as he throws a pick to that Seahawks defense, the place is going to be screaming for Drake.
He might have them down in Cincinnati.
All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll be right back. Well, a guest during the break on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That Gerard Mayo's temperature may have been rising, if it was, when he took the podium an hour or so ago, because he was upset, not at the decision that was made, but that it was leaked by somebody to Schefter and to Ian Rappaport. So I, that might be an okay explanation, Wiggy.
Come on, man. I get it. Yeah, you're reaching now, but connect the dots, people. It's there. Courtney made a great point the other day when she said, don't head coaches usually hire guys that they have a relationship with or they know? 99.99% of the time, yes, they do, on both sides of the football, right? It's at least with the coordinators. And then the coordinator might say, hey, can I bring this guy in because I know him? And you say, all right, that's cool. But does it look like Gerard Mayo really hired Alex Van Pelt?
No.
Maybe not.
Right.
Here is Dakota from Braintree. Hello, Dakota.
Hello, everyone, and congratulations on the huge success, and hopefully many more to come.
Well, thank you.
As the number one morning show in Boston.
Well, I believe we are. You know the ratings. There's weeklies, there's monthlies, there's full ratings books. So I would hesitate to say that we have been number one for a full book yet. We are trending in that direction. But we really need your help, Dakota. So make this call a good one, please.
Let me say this. We now know who the newest puppet in town is, Gerard Mayo. And this reared its head even last year. Wow, it was very vocal, as was others, that Bill Belichick was pretty much powerless. And this organization going forward is making sure that whoever is the head coach, at least for now, has no say in anything. And that is a complete utter fail. And if I'm Gerard Mayo, I hope at the end of the day, he's doomed, because if the head coach cannot make the final decisions on how he wants the team and the organization to run, he is not going to be here. He won't stand to be here. It'll be a disaster, because that will trickle down to all the other employees, all the players. There'll be side conversations, go, hey, what are we doing here? And they're going to come up to him and goes, listen, what am I going to do? And Bill Belichick last year had the same problem. He was forced to play Mac Jones and said, fine, I'm going to keep trotting Mac Jones out there, but I'm going to pull him. And that's why Mac Jones was the most bench quarterback, I think, in the history of quarterbacks that kept starting. All right, yeah. This comes from the top, and the Patriots better just say, hey, we hired Gerard Mayo, give him the keys. Let him fail on his own, let him succeed on his own, because this is an utter disaster.
I mean, I think you can see some signs that he came into it bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as the expression goes, and immediately, for instance, came on this show and said, hey, we're going to burn some cash, because he thought they were going to burn some cash, and then he... I'm guessing got scolded for that, and they didn't burn a lot of cash.
I think they gave him a lot of promises, made him a lot of promises that they are not keeping on the other side. Like, they painted it out like, this is your team, you're going to be able to take full advantage of it, and then that's not what ended up happening.
Nope. They pulled the okey-doke on him. That's what we call that.
It's pretty bad. And you know what? I don't even know, like, how you're going to get Gerard Mayo to kind of, like, this is going to be must listen to radio, the Mayo Monday stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now you're switching up to Tuesday. Well, that's because of Labor Day. But how can you have a guy now that you guys are going to question every Monday/Tuesday about who he wants to be as his quarterback, or whoever else that the top wants to make sure that they have in there, whether it's an offensive lineman, whether it's keeping every draft pick that Elliott Wolf made this year. And you know, just, like, this is going to be very uncomfortable.
And just to be clear, because some will say, wait a minute, you guys don't know that Jacoby Brissett wasn't Mayo's pick when it came to starting week one. You are you getting, when you say that, that he that wasn't his decision. Are you getting that purely from the press conference?
Well, the thing is we all watched the press. We all watched the preseason. We all seen the maturation of Drake May. How originally he's not ready, footwork terrible, and then every practice, every week. It came around to pretty much every prognosticator said that Drake May was outplaying Jacoby Brissett. In football, we were all taught, whether it was high school, Pop Warner, whatever, do you always put the person that gives you the best chance, the best performance in practice on the field. And that was obviously Drake May. He outplayed Jacoby Brissett. And the other thing is, too, Jacoby Brissett, 18-30 as a starting quarterback in the NFL, you know what you have in this guy. And as a fan, if you want people to turn on the TV and get excited about the future, even if they win two or three games, it's seeing the upside potential of Drake May. Let this kid throw him to the fire, because physically you can see how much upside he has. Is a lot more than Jacoby Brissett. And if you want to go in as a 9-point underdog in the Cincinnati, you need a higher ceiling. Catch lightning in a bottle, because Jacoby has no chance of beating Cincinnati unless Burrow and the rest of the team can't show up.
All right.
I don't get how people don't see it. I can't paint an easier picture for them. Look at the defense. Just think of the defense. DeMarcus Covington, relationship with Mayo. Brian Belichick, relationship with Mayo, past relationship. Mike Pellegrino, relationship with Mayo. Dante Hightower, a guy that they brought in, relationship with Mayo. Look at the offensive side of the football. Guy that had a relationship with Mayo, wide receiver coach, Troy Brown,
gone.
No longer there. It's connecting the dots, and Dakota's right. And that's the more concerning part for me. It's not about Jacoby Brissett starting week one. Yeah, am I disappointed in it? Yes, I am. But I ultimately think that we'll see Drake May by week five. The issue I have is that the head coach doesn't have final say when it comes to building the depth chart and starters on the offensive side of the football. That is being done by two other guys that are in – have a different mindset of how they see things.
This is Coach from New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
Yes. The only rationale, I think, if Elliot Wolf made this decision, might be he's trying to use the Green Bay model of Rodgers waits for Favre and then Love waits for Rodgers. But here's what the caller just now did a great job pointing out. Well, one, Rodgers and Favre were stars. Brissett is not. His body of work in four organizations has screamed out only 18-30, backup at best. Number two, if the rationale is we can't play Drake May because the O-line is porous, well, I would say, okay, if you don't care if Brissett gets smoked, which they probably don't, by the way, but more importantly, because I like offense, doesn't Drake May with his legs give you a little bit more chance to escape the pass rush and maybe make some first downs with his legs?
Yes.
Because as a fan, I want to be in games, yeah, and I want to win.
Yeah, well,
thank you, guys.
I mean, that's why he was Drake May ended up very high in Shime's 75th mock.
Damn right.
Because of his legs.
Athleticism, baby. 22 rushing touchdowns at UNC.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what you want when your O-line is struggling?
That's what we want. I mean, even Nico talked about it. You want a guy that can play backyard football, because at times, sometimes things break down when your offensive line is not that good. If you have a guy that can get out of there, scramble, Nico's saying it because he knows from the defensive side of the football, it's very difficult to cover guys for that amount of time when the quarterback has the ability to scramble. So Drake May gives you that. We saw it in the last preseason game. Pocket broke down. I can't remember. It was like 3rd and 12, 3rd and 13. He runs for 14 yards to pick up a first down.
Yeah.
You know, or even the rollout where he threw the touchdown. I mean, that is escapability, and we talked about it a ton last year with Mac Jones.
This is Chris from New Hampshire. Hey, Chris.
Oh.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm sorry. First time. I'm a little raw.
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Glad you're here. Thank you very much. What's up?
I appreciate it, brother. Thanks. Well, I may have an answer for you regarding this discombobulating process going on with Drake May.
Yeah.
What I think is that they're taking him through the gears. What I mean by that, have any of you ever been in the service?
No. Just not call it. Okay, well, I don't think that counts, though.
Well, I'll give you a leaner for that. But when I was an infantryman, I've worked like 72 jobs. I've been a scattershot. But the only time I've ever gotten good training was as an infantryman. And they had a three-step program. It was an explanation, a demonstration, and a practical explanation. They told you what the process was. You know, you're going to pick up the law. You're going to sight the aperture. You're going to look behind you to make sure nobody's standing there. And then you're going to shoot it. And then they would actually do that in front of you, right? And then they would say, okay, here's the law. You do it. Best training I ever had. I think that's what they're doing with Drake May.
Okay, but nobody else is doing it. Nobody else is doing it. Wiggy talks about this all the time. Nobody else is doing it with their rookie quarterback. So, especially one who was the number three pick.
Right.
Nobody else is doing it. I get that. Great. If you have that luxury, great. But I don't. You don't have that luxury with
Drake
May.
Why isn't anybody else? The number two quarterback this year was Jaden Daniels. Shime and the nerds love this. PFF had the Washington Football Commanders 27th ranked offensive line. The
Correct.
Patriots were ranked 28th, one spot behind them. Why in Washington, or why aren't any of the national pundits or anybody who talks football going, what the hell is Washington doing throwing Jaden Daniels out there behind this horrible offensive line? We don't hear that. We only hear it from Drake May, or at least that's the excuse that they use. Throw the kid out there. That's what they do. Matthew Stafford did it when he was with the Detroit Lions.
Ryan did it.
C.J. Stroud did
Matt
it last
Ryan.
Year.
Carolina's quarterback, Bryce Young, he didn't get
Bryce.
Hurt. Did
Bryce.
He? Bryce Young, I'm sorry. He didn't get hurt. Did he have a bad season? Yeah, but guess what?
Bryce, a better name than Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce is a good name.
That was my mom's maiden name.
It's a good name.
The
point that I'm making, Greg, is that the experience of Drake May playing will put him so far ahead next year rather than if he sits on the bench.
Right. Hello, Paulie.
Hey, guys. For Dakota and people of his opinion, we're also taught in life not to put the cart before the horse. And before that offensive line is set, you know, you don't want to put the kid in there just yet. I mean, they can't even line up. Guys are starting to get banged up, so low a little bit banged up. They just got two new guys in. They're going to have to acclimate themselves to the system. They've got to get that together. It's in a bit of disarray right now. They've got to get that together before they put him in.
Okay.
That's how good. And they made a good call. But I want to say one last thing, Greg, if I may.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you bridge Tom Brady instead of Brissett, you've got at least two out of three of those wide receivers, Mike Evans, Brandon Ayuk, or Calvin Ridley. You've got two out of three of those guys. You've got that offensive tackle that came out of Cincinnati, that free agent, that didn't think twice about signing elsewhere. Let's talk about marketing. You got 60,000 strong screaming for blood in there. People climbing over each other in
Paulie,
the gate
Tom
to get
Brady's
in there.
Paulie, Tom Brady's never coming back.
I'm just saying, if you did that, that's what you should have done. The rebuild comes quicker.
You can't do that. Tom Brady's never coming back,
Paulie. I can't, Paulie.
I'm telling you,
I can't.
If
come
you
on.
Did
Bye,
that.
Paulie, I can't. Bye.
He does this, Greg, every single call. It's Tom Brady.
He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. He's not coming back. He's calling games on Fox. He'll be calling the Patriots-Dolphins game in 6 weeks.
And if he were to be coming back, it would not be him. It would not be him. It's just, I don't like people who say, well, it's a good call because now it'll give the offensive line time. Okay, so then what's that mean? We don't see Drake May till week 10?
And let's just let Jacoby get absolutely murdered out there.
Fun fact, this offensive line's going to stink for more than just like 5 or 6 weeks.
Right.
They're going to stink all year.
And
so what's the difference?
And if you're worried about that, let's say Jacoby Brissett does get smoked in week one. Are you going to Drake May, or are you too nervous to do that?
Well, a texter says, just like Ninko said, Wiggy, you're not in the building.
No, I'm not.
So you're fabricating conspiracy theories.
I'm not fabricate. It's a factual. How would you say conspiracy theory built off of facts? That's where
that.
I'm my connecting the dots just has me look and go, that's the way it looks like for me from the outside looking in. It looks like that Elliott Wolf and Van Pelt are on the same page.
Also, I'm going to say this. Might make me sound old,
mm-hmm.
but Dots, top five, emergency top five movie candy.
Ew.
What? What are we doing?
You get like paper along with it every time you peel off a dot.
No, not those Dots. The fruity in the box Dots. Those things are not called.
Just get Sour Patch Kids or Swedish Fish.
No, I don't like Sour Patch. Too soury.
Oh, you're talking about the Dots that like get stuck in your teeth?
Yeah.
Oh.
Top five.
Terrible.
They look like that is a boomer
right
take.
Right behind Butterfingers. No, they're not. They're underappreciated.
Do you like having drills to just excavate all the crap to see their teeth?
They are.
I like Butterfingers, though.
I like Butterfingers.
They're yummy, but they just get stuck
up in there. Dots are underappreciated. And if you go to Amazon, you can buy just the red ones, like a whole bunch of different red ones.
I would just get Swedish Fish.
I would say the
Swedish Fish are not good.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God.
They're not really.
Do you also like hot tamales?
I don't like hot tamales.
Mike and Ike's?
Mike and Ike's are okay.
I would say the top two non-popcorn would be Raisinets or Goobers.
Raisinets?
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing?
Raisinets?
Yep.
Okay, Grandpa.
Yeah. That is just as bad as
Greg.
I'm
old?
Polish.
Raisinets?
No, the best is Buncha Crunch.
What are you going to see in the theaters?
Popcorn.
Blazing Saddles?
So why are there more Raisinets being sold at movie theaters than there are other candies?
I doubt it.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a... Google top movie candies. I bet you... That Goobers and Raisinets are always in the top five.
Snow caps are probably in there.
No.
The biggest seller is peanut M&M's.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, really?
Followed by, Twizzlers, Buncha Crunch, Swedish Fish, and Cookie Dough Bites.
All right.
Buncha Crunch is supreme.
All right. Well, top 10 then.
Well, America has bad taste. Jones and Keith coming up in 15 minutes. We will cross over with Rich next. In the studio with us, a real movie guy, a cinemaphile, if you will, Rich Keefe.
That's right.
Number one go-to movie candy.
You're not going to like this, I don't think.
Really?
Twizzler.
Oh,
I love a Twizzler. Your hands don't get chocolatey or buttery.
That is basic.
One of the, basic?
Yeah.
But sometimes basic is the right answer.
I mean, as somebody who is called basic quite a bit.
Okay.
I would never call you that. Twizzlers are basic.
I'm a Twizzler guy.
You love Twizzlers too?
I do.
It's great. It's clean, and then it's like you're snacking on it, so it's not like a one and done. Yeah. Like
just tell me you're not like black licorice.
No, standard Twizzler.
Red Twizzler.
Regular strawberry Twizzler. Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
What are you going?
I took you for a popcorn guy.
No.
Well, that's number one, but just
popcorn
candies.
Trick.
Yeah.
The problem.
Reach in there.
Well, don't you want the souvenir pop can?
I did want that.
Popcorn.
I was telling you, I was very disappointed when I saw Deadpool Wolverine. They didn't have the giant Deadpool Wolverine heads.
Yeah.
They had leftover Minion ones. Although there's a new Batman bucket coming out.
Oh, okay.
Really? The Bat Signal.
You see that thing? Oh, the Bat Signal.
Very excited about that. Yes.
Yeah, what are you?
I like dots. I like dots.
You
I like
Butterfingers.
Butterfingers? I'm being called ancient. I like chuckles. I like dots.
I had a Butterfinger 7 years ago. Still stuck in my teeth.
Butterfingers candy bar. They sell that?
And then guess what Wiggies is?
Raisinets.
Like, would you ever guess?
I would not.
I'm a Raisinet guy.
That's older than
Greg. I love Twizzlers, though.
Buncha Crunch, if you haven't had them, you are missing out. It is the best candy going.
Where are you on Sour Patch Kids?
Man, I'm not really into that.
Watermelon.
I'll get like a sugar high on those things.
Well, Rich, what do you make of the Gerard Mayo announcement and the one-minute press conference?
Well, there's a lot there, right? There's a lot to pick apart. Thankfully, we have 4 hours coming up. But no, it is both wildly disappointing, but also not surprising. That's Jacoby Brissett. I thought all signs were pointing to Brissett. He had a comment yesterday in what was the scheduled press conference where he's like, well, sometimes the moves today aren't what's best for moves down like down the year, and you're like, it's definitely going with Brissett, because you can't switch it the other way, right? You can't start Drake May, team struggles, then you go to Brissett. Like, I think that would be horrible.
No, you can't do that.
But I'm with Wiggy on this. The 1 minute press conference, especially with a guy who likes to talk, usually his one answer is more than a minute.
Yeah,
I don't think this is his decision. Right. But he's the one that has to be the face of it.
Right.
So he doesn't want to lie to everybody. We're like, well, why did you choose him? He's like, I didn't.
He doesn't want to give an answer. He doesn't want to stand up there and have to give an
answer. Which he did. Like, think about him a month ago. He was very happy to give answers about everything.
But why say for the season? Jacoby Brissett is the starter for the season.
Well, I don't think he said
that. Because then you're cutting you're cutting the player's legs off.
Yeah, but he said yesterday that whoever our starter is going to be week one may not be the same as good as, you know, for week four.
I think
four.
He kind of said that today. Like, if you listen to
not
it.
Not really.
It was like, if he performs the way he should, he'll be the quarterback for the season.
That's not really what he said.
Play the audio. If you listen, that's exactly what he said.
Well, we'll play the audio a couple times because it was one. You can put it in a tweet. Yeah. It was a 1 minute press conference.
He was saying, like, if Brissett does what he's supposed to do, he'll be our quarterback for the season.
But I mean, you kind of have to say that, right? Yeah. Like, with any team, like, this guy's in the rotation. He's going to be in there as long as he's good. Then, like, he gets shelled and he's gone the next week.
Well, I said before week six.
I mean, I wouldn't rule out the home opener week two. Wouldn't rule it out. Like, if they get shut out by the Bengals, would you be like, all right, let's play this
guy? Well, it was my over-under. I say we see him before week six. So it could be week two, could be week three.
Yeah, they're home week five, I think it is.
Five against Miami.
Which is the Tom Brady in the booth game.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty good.
And then six, I think, is Jacksonville in London.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, you should be playing by then.
I would hope.
Yeah. Be. When do you want Drake May?
I want him week one.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the point of drafting a guy at number three who your head coach says looks better than the other guy and not playing him?
It's a competition. Yeah. He's won the competition, but he didn't win
the
job.
It's nuts to me. Like, who's making the decisions?
We know.
It might not be. Maybe it's Robert Kraft.
Have you thought about that? He would want May.
Yes.
Wouldn't he? He wants people in the seats. Nobody wants to see Jacoby Brissett. Nice guy, right? A little caveat every time with Brissett. Nice guy.
Right, right.
Nobody wants to see him.
No.
Robert Kraft wants people to talk about the team, be interested in the team, and fill the seats at the stadium.
Yeah. Unless he's holding him till the home opener.
I guess, but I mean, I think the home opener should be the one game that you sell well anyway.
Right, exactly.
But Drake May, even if Drake May plays week one, there's still going to be buzz and excitement. And I know you guys were talking about it. As soon as Brissett throws an incomplete pass, as soon as the punt team comes on, it is going to be, we want Drake. We want Drake.
Of course.
It
shows that it's Elliott's Wolf decision.
Yeah.
Because Van Pelt is agreeing with that.
Elliott's Wolf.
Elliott's Wolf. Is it Elliott's Wolf?
Have you ever got a single name right?
I know. I'm horrible at names. I am horrible.
I knew who you were talking about.
I kind of like Elliott's Wolf. Elliott's Wolf. That would be a good first name. Elliott's.
That's such a hypocrite.
It's like he owns one wolf.
It's so hypocritical. Like. People are like, Wiggy can't get a name right, but yet anybody who ever talks to me calls me Jerome.
Well, there are some people. There was one guy who called the show. It's not anybody.
Well, no, it is a large. Jerome, how's it going? How you been?
We are working on knowing coworkers' names, though.
Well, I'm like Frank Costanza. I believe we should all wear name tags. I would love to see that in the building.
Do you mean,
Elliott's Wolf decision?
Are you referring to the great character on Seinfeld?
Yes.
George Costanza?
His dad, Frank Costanza.
Frank, the old man.
He was all on board where I forget when they...
He had a lot of schemes.
Yeah. He was all on board with the name tag.
The man's ear. I think he was the inventor of the man's ear.
That it was.
Yes.
Kramer wanted to call it the bro, but they decided to go with the man's ear.
All right. What are you guys doing today?
A lot of reaction to the quarterback decision, Mayo's press conference, whether it's Mayo's decision or not. And Dietrich Wise will join us at 10:15. So I know you guys had Tavai on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Try to find out when he heard, right?
Yeah.
I think Schefter knew before Tavai did. Yeah. We'll see what the case, what Dietrich Wise's story is.
Who's the rat over there? Who's the mole? Who do you think shared it with Schefter and Rappaport?
Well, I think this would have to be Wolf fan. Probably more Wolf.
Yeah, we flushed
with this one.
Out.
But the thing is, I bet they have a bunch of moles over there.
When you guys got Hunter Henry on, because that's must listen to. You should ask him. Did he know who this was?
He was. On Monday, we had two guests that were super thrilled to be on with us. Yeah. Hunter Henry, Christian Gonzalez. Oh, yeah. They can't wait till
Hunter
the next
Henry's
interview.
The best. Yeah.
I did hear Christian Gonzalez. Yeah. I mean, he's a work in progress when it comes to an interview.
Sure is. Yeah, he was obviously busy with something. Not sure what he was. Maybe we'll start next week with, what are you doing right now?
Yeah. He's getting out of the car.
Running an errand.
Yes.
Yeah.
We always have them in the cars.
Yeah. They're busy.
McCourney
These guys are
is
busy.
Always in the car, too.
Yeah. Well, they're busy. They're very busy guys.
And it's difficult to do an interview and drive.
It is. Can't do it.
You know they're always driving, too, because you have cars going by.
Yes. It is difficult to do. All right. We got to go. It is Rich's Keefe and Adams Jones coming up next. We are back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for your patronage.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!